these priceless coins were almost certainly a part of Hitler's personal share of the treasure of Solomon. Bormann himself sent gold coins to Argentina by submarine, where, on arrival, his treasure was placed under the personal protection of Evita Perón. Bormann's wife suffered from cancer and was released by the Allied authorities. She died of mercury poisoning on March 23, 1946. Lest anyone consider Colonel Buchner's account of Otto Rahn and the taking of Solomon's treasure some personal fantasy, they would do well to consider his credentials. A native of New Orleans, Howard A. Buchner earned a bachelor's degree from Tulane University and a medical degree from Louisiana State University. During World War II, Dr. Buchner was a medical officer with the 3rd Battalion, 157th Infantry Regiment of the 45th Infantry Division, the unit that arrived first at Dachau concentration camp. Dr. Buchner was the first American physician to enter the camp upon its liberation. He was later promoted to colonel while serving in the post-war reserves. It was during his wartime experience, on the scene, that Colonel Buchner first learned of the loss of Solomon's treasure. Buchner's awards included the Medical Combat Badge, the Bronze Star, 3 Battle Stars, the Army Commendation Medal, the War Cross, and the Distinguished Service Cross of Louisiana. He also became a professor of medicine at Tulane and served as emeritus professor of medicine at LSU, where an honorary professorship was established in his name. His papers on tuberculosis and other lung diseases made him an internationally recognized expert. Colonel Buchner and other researchers have estimated the treasure trove recovered by Skorzeny in southern France in excess of $60 billion based on the current price of gold. This, added to the other loot from Europe, gave the Nazis more than enough economic clout to continue their plans for world conquest long after the end of World War II. Such wealth made it possible for Bormann and other Nazis to misdirect West German investigations and silence foreign governments and news organizations. And it provided the means to infiltrate and buy out numerous companies and corporations, both outside the United States and within. To understand how a shadowy Nazi empire was created, one must return to German business history and take note of Bormann's activities beginning in mid-1944.